Whether you're in search of a great new bottle of wine or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Oh, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because Chew rhymes with Stew, that's the only reason.
Are you glorified fry cook?
Yeah, great killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
Wise food, you to drink a wine. Pass that bottle to me. Drink it, wise food, you to drink a wine.
Everybody, welcome to Sip and Chew Show. Man, Mike, them birds is angry.
We're so... We got distracted here because somebody's calling my phone. I need to send them a message.
Yeah, you send them a message, and I'll say, hey, you're listening to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu. I'm Stu, and Mike's over here Facebooking like a madman.
No, I'm not
like
Facebook.
A teenager
I'm
over
not Facebook.
Here.
I'm trying to tag Leanne on something. But something I thought she would enjoy. But no, welcome to the Sip and Chew Show. It's our last show before Christmas. And our last opportunity to tell you some great gift ideas that are food and alcoholic related.
Booze
alcoholic,
related.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm going to text this guy back and tell him.
Why don't
him
you do that and I'll do some talking?
Why don't you talk and
cause
talk
I know
about
you
whatever
can't do
interests
both
you.
At the same time.
No.
Yeah. Well, we did have interesting football occurrences yesterday.
Quite a bit.
The universe got set right in Charlotte, North Carolina yesterday. Notre Dame showed who they really are. I mean, they looked impressive taking two overtimes to beat a Clemson that was missing their star quarterback and half their starting defense. And when both teams were full strength and it was a neutral field, we saw who the better team was, and Ohio State. The deal is, Mike, with Ohio State and why they'll get creamed in the playoffs is they've only played half a season.
Yeah.
And their team hasn't had a chance to work through all of their own, discrepancies of the places that they need to work on.
And that's one of the things they're going to discuss as they're
right. And they they've played nothing for a schedule. I mean, they've played two teams with winning records. Both of those, the winning records only look good because the league is so weak.
And
so
I have to,
utterly weak.
I have to say, because I have family in Cleveland, Ohio, family in Ohio. They got to play some. They
Cincinnati
had to play
needs
some more
to be
things.
In there before them. Texas A&M.
Cincinnati.
The argument right now that Florida or Georgia should be there before them. They've had six more impressive wins than Ohio State has. They don't have a single impressive win.
So. But here's the thing. You know, it was a great game. And I was just sitting on the edge of my seat. But the thing that bothered me the most about last night was that black sequin jumpsuit that lady was wearing. What in the world was that she was wearing? I couldn't unsee it. And I'm going, what is she doing? Who told her she would look good on TV in that thing? Anyway, we won, Roll Tide.
Probably the fella that I see at Winn-Dixie all the time.
Uh-oh.
There is. I've got a picture. I'll send it to you. Because I'm standing there in line, and I'm near the customer service desk. So I hear, security to the customer service area, please. I went, okay. What's going on? I look up. There's a guy, mid-40s. It's 8 o'clock in the morning. He's standing there in a pencil dress and some high heels.
I think I know who you're talking about.
And he's there to give cigarettes. And I thought, okay, this guy's just dragging in, you know.
Dragging.
This is the walk of shame here. No. I see him walking around Sims all the time. Same outfit. That's the only clothes he has. So
somebody needs to donate him some clothes.
Yeah. Or, you know, he just really loves that gown.
Could be.
And, I mean, it's an evening dress. It's slender. Yeah. You know, would be form-fitting for someone with hips and other curves, but, you know. I'm afraid meth does not provide a great figure. But apparently every time he comes in, they call security up there. So there
must be a reason.
Yeah.
But, must be a reason.
That's a lovely dress. That's your Winn-Dixie moment.
How does he play?
Sims at its best.
Does he apply his makeup well?
He didn't wear any, man. Oh. He's all natural.
Oh.
He's got natural beauty going.
So, okay.
So when you got it, you flaunt it, son.
Oh, Lord of mercy, God. I see that every now and then, too, at some stores around town. I'll see that.
Yeah, I don't think it's a drag situation, since it's the exact same dress, and he walks everywhere. I think that is a lifestyle decision.
Yeah.
But we are fast approaching the Christmas holiday, friend. Anything?
I'm going to be doing a prime rib roast.
Okay.
I love prime rib at Christmas time.
Mm-hmm. It's a very popular bone-in. Mm-hmm. We've had a lot of people requesting bone-in.
They want the flavor.
Yeah. It's great. And I'll just run through real quick, because it's not hard to do prime rib, because I've talked to a number of people this week wanting advice. Get you some canola oil.
Yeah.
Get you any kind of dry herb.
Now, let me say something. Why canola oil?
Just because it's cheap. It's neutral flavor. Olive oil is great, too. I'm just saying, you don't need this to be fancy.
Yeah.
To really pull off prime rib well. It's the canola oil, olive oil if you want, walnut oil if you prefer. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter. And get you some dried herbs, plenty of them. Yeah. Italian seasoning is always easy to get. I like herbs to Provence. That little punch of lavender is good in there. Mix them together so it's a slurry, like mud. Take salt, pepper, add to it, and you slather that entire prime rib with it, all over with it. You're done. There's your seasoning. Put it in your oven at as hot as it will go, usually 500 degrees, for about 30 to 45 minutes. Drop the oven down to 300 and then
drop it.
Yeah, and then drop it like that. You can let it blast like that. Kevin Brooks told me he'll do it for an hour, as hot as the oven will go, then he'll turn the oven off and go to bed.
Yeah.
Next day, the prime rib's ready.
Wow.
Was that sear the outside?
Yeah. Yeah, and that's what you're looking to do. You're looking to get the Maillard reaction, you know, which brown equals color and flavor.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what you're looking for. And then really all you're doing is bringing that internal temperature up to where we're comfortable eating it after that point. Because, I mean, it's prime rib. If you're cooking that medium well, you have just wasted a lot of money.
Right.
I'd say probably anywhere from $50 to $150, depending on how big
it costs. Yeah.
Yeah, depending on, I mean, it'll still be good at well done. You're not going to get well done if it's a bone-in.
Yeah.
That's one of the beauties of bone-in is you can't overcook them.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you're doing prime rib, and it's real easy to do if you've got that person that can only eat medium well done, is have your pan set up that's as big as, you know, a slice of prime rib that's full of hot au jus. And just drop it in there for a few minutes, and it'll bring the temperature up, or at the very least, it'll let the myoplasty, it's not blood, it's myoplasty, the red stuff that people get upset when they see, it'll let that leach on out, and it'll turn it brown, too.
So when I see somebody, a dog or somebody get hit by a car, and they're bleeding,
that's blood.
Is that, it's not myoplasty?
Yeah, if you remember, when they, well, there's some of that mixed in. But whenever they slaughter these animals, you've seen it on TV. We all have. They hang them up, lock the head off, and they bleed them out.
Mm-hmm.
There's very little blood left in them.
I grew up like that with my aunts and uncles and grandparents. They'd say, hey, we're going to have chicken today. Yeah. And then you watch what happens. They go, then you can't sleep in our house
how
at night.
How was the chicken?
They're delicious.
Yeah, it was phenomenal. American chicken today is not very good, and it's because we don't lop the heads off of them like
that.
You
get that myoplasty out.
Yeah.
So listen.
Yes, sir.
I forgot what I was going to say.
You're making prime rib for Christmas.
I got my mind on myoplasty.
What do you pair with that? Where do you
between the myoplasty and the black sequin dress last night, my day is ruined.
What are you going to pair with your prime rib?
I hadn't thought about that yet, but I was going to ask you a question about the prime rib. Let's go back to the prime rib.
Prime rib.
Now, I have seen people take a paring knife, and they'll make little slits throughout it on the outside.
And they're studying it with garlic.
Garlic and peppercorns.
Yeah, I suppose you could do that. Mm-hmm. I would not want to.
Would you inject?
If I were going to smoke it, maybe. You know, if you do prime rib the same way every year, inject it 1 year and see what it does.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then you can either go, oh, I like what that did, or
if you just got an extra $100 to blow.
Yeah. Yeah. But hey, if you want to try something new, heck injecting is always delicious.
You know, people ask me all the time about injecting. And
I don't inject meat, but I'll inject chicken because, like we were talking about, it needs all the help it can get.
The breast part does, anyway.
Especially the breast part, which, despite what Jenny Craig tells you, is the least healthy part.
Yeah.
You know, fat and calories, that's only two things of about 250 things that define health.
I like legs and thighs. That's where the flavor is.
You know the best part of any chicken?
What's that?
Number one, for me, the heart. Number two.
That's got too much myoplas in it for me.
Number two is the skin.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Then you get into the skin.
I like taking the skin off and setting it on a baking sheet.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
make crackers out of it.
That's how you do that.
I love that.
That's how you do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I got some duck fat in the freezer. I had to do some stuffed duck rolls at Rouse's one day.
Yeah.
And it called for taking the fat off. And I'm like, well, I'm not throwing that away.
Yeah.
So my manager goes, well, you don't really have a code for it, so
take it.
So I wrapped it up, took it home, and I'm going to reduce it down and make cracklins from the duck skin that I call quacklins. Quacklins. And then make quackling cornbread.
You quack me up. We are myoplasty. 3430106.
Hey, that's our phone number.
We got a great guest at the bottom of the
hour. You can text
us. Can't wait to hear. Yeah, you can text us there.
Yeah, yeah.
Not in Texas, though. Or you probably
can. Yeah, you probably can.
Okay.
It's still a local call. It's still on earth.
I got these images. I'm seeing things.
To get on the line, call 3430106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Hi, Michael.
Hey there, buddy.
What you doing, buddy?
Sitting here grooving out on this wine music.
On this Christmas music?
On these foods. Yeah, this great Christmas. Yeah, that's appropriate for the holiday.
Look who's paying attention.
Man, so anywho.
Where'd you eat?
Oh, man. I'll tell you what. I've had two great meals this week.
Two?
Two. This many. I've had this many meals. Good meals. I seem to be hooked on this place in Foley.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's called Gelato Joe's.
Yeah.
God almighty, their food's good. So, the other day, I spent two extra dollars.
Two extra dollars?
On my lunch.
Ooh, okay. Rockefeller.
And I got the stuffed red bell pepper mushroom. Oh, that's not a mushroom. Stuffed red bell pepper.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then it had a side of pasta.
Pasta.
With marinara all over it. And they're trying to legalize marinara over there. They all wear signs. They all got signs and they got shirts that say legalize marinara.
Yeah.
So I'm over there trying to support them and get them that stuff legalized. But no, in all honesty, that's a great restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And Garen seems to hang out there too.
Garen Island?
Yeah, he seems to hang out there too. A good bit. But you just never know. I keep running into friends I know there. Mm-hmm. And saw somebody I hadn't seen in a decade or more.
And you run into friends you don't know yet too.
Yeah, those I haven't met.
Yeah.
And they got some really good, you know, to me what's important is servers.
Mm-hmm.
The staff, they're all so friendly. They all know my name now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So but that's one of my.
They call you Double Scoop, don't they?
They do.
Oh, he comes on Double Scoop.
Yeah. Yeah, you can look at his. He won't be able to fit one of them sequin gowns if he wore one. Cause
no pencil dress.
Yeah,
no
you couldn't pull off dress. The pencil dress of that fella in Sims either.
But that plastic or something, another. Hey, listen. I also went with a group of friends last Sunday. We went to El Camino on the causeway.
Oh, down on the Spanish 40.
The last place on the right before you go over, before you
the
go
one that
the
struggles because by the time you get there, you've already eaten at all the other places. I think the location is the issue there.
Okay. Well, yeah. I don't think this is going to be the issue with them now.
Yeah.
Their food is phenomenal.
Yeah. See, that's the food I've never heard anything about the food at the other places that were there.
I love their grits.
Oh, really?
I love their grits. They're real coarse.
Oh, nice.
And they're corn grits, and you could tell because they got corn kernels out.
Mm-hmm.
They do. I had a lingua.
Mm-hmm.
Quesadillas.
Oh, quesadilla.
Yeah.
Oh, very nice.
It was so good. It was so good. And
try that
and they'll make you guacamole right there.
The guac table side.
Guacamole.
Huh?
Yeah, the Spanish Merloton. Spanish Merlotons.
You know the avocado is not from Spain, right? It's from the same place Merlotons are.
Yeah, I know. So anyway, it looks like a Merloton, almost, except for the lines.
Well, the Haas, yeah. Mm-hmm. But have you seen the Californias?
Mm-mm.
They're like this. They're like an ostrich egg size. They have bright green skin.
Why didn't they call that Texas?
Yeah, because they're indigenous to California.
Okay.
Which, next to Texas, is the second largest in landmass and 48 contiguous. How many times do you get to fit 48 contiguous into a sentence and it makes sense? So there you go.
There you go, right there.
Yeah, there's a time. I ate at a place that I have heard much about from many people. Andy McDonald raves about it, so you know that's got to be something.
It's
got
to be something.
I believe it is the only place that he has ever reviewed twice.
Ew.
It's Asian Garden. Used to be Schlotsky's Deli. I love Schlotsky's, but it's there at Hillcrest and Cottage Hill.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was a 7-Eleven back in the day.
Long time ago.
Yeah, back when we was driving around in our Camaros with the T-tops listening to Billy Squire.
I had a Fairlane.
Ford Fairlane?
Four-door.
Eight-track.
57 flip-top that goes into the trunk. Olive, that was killer.
Olive green.
Yeah.
Oh, same. I was fly.
I had a pink 73 LTD, but I digress. Asian Garden is, and you're like, well, what do they do? Are they a Chinese restaurant? Well,
another.
Yeah. But they're also Japanese.
Yeah. And
they've got some sushi, but they got some Japanese dishes you don't normally see. They had great Thai curry chicken. And, everything we had was terrific. We're blown away. They have a dim sum appetizer.
Dim sum what?
Yeah, dim sum good little dumplings. It's five different types of dumplings from around Southeast Asia.
I like saying that.
And, man, it was good. So that was the only place we really went out to eat this week. Did a little fast food. Did a lot of leftover eating. Because I've been working the extended hours this week. So it's almost like being back in restaurants this week. You know, getting out of there at 9 and getting home at 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know.
I know that feeling.
Yeah. But,
too well.
Yeah. Well, we're talking PM, Mike.
Yeah.
Not AM. So that was the only place we really ate this week. Yeah. Now, someplace we both probably need to go is to one of the Panini Pete restaurants.
Yeah.
Have you seen this bushwhacker?
No.
The Christmas tree bushwhacker.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I saw that yesterday.
And I think
Facebook.
Just the normal bushwhacker, and then they take one of those Christmas tree cakes and just jam
one little Debbie Christmas tree cake?
Yeah. That magical pillow of just pure sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they just slap one of those onto the
looks
side
like
of the
Ron, the Ron White calls it, you know, pure alcohol. It's a pure alcohol milkshake is what Ron White called it when he had one down at the Floribama one time.
Yeah, so you can get that at Squid Ink. You can get that at Ed's. You can get that at Sunset Point. You can get that at Panini Pete's.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice. I didn't know you can get it at all the locations.
Yeah, they're doing that at all of them.
And you know, another thing people don't know about Ed's, they just look at it as a seafood place. They are a breakfast place, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the pancakes are killer.
Mm-hmm.
I like the catfish and grits.
Yeah.
Because shrimp and grits is not a Gulf Coast dish.
Yeah.
It's a great dish. It's a southern dish. But most of us never heard of it until Food Network came along.
Yeah.
You know, what we ate was fish and grits.
Yeah.
And it was breakfast.
Yeah.
And so I enjoyed that greatly.
I had that yesterday at Bob's.
At Bob's?
Yeah.
Bob's Downtown Diner?
Yeah.
That's at the corner of Fat and Happy, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah. I know the place well.
Yeah. Love, peace, and bacon grease.
what do you got to think about the newest Alabama winery?
Which one is that?
The one that they found in the...
I never did read about that.
Oh, that's good. We'll talk about that later. You can read it during the break if you can get done in your little coffee clutch there on Facebook with all the other high school girls. What did Timmy wear to the dance after the game, Mike?
We're talking about the pencil dress. Would you wear the pencil dress or the black sequin jumpsuit? Which one would you wear? On your first prom.
On my first prom, okay. Well, I probably would just go with the pencil.
Mm-hmm.
You know, subtle, sleek, show off my curves.
Yeah, you would be real subtle in that look.
But you're definitely a black sequin guy. I don't know why you're picking on her, because I could see you
well,
with
it
the...
It makes you look slimmer.
Oh, that's our guest.
Okay.
It makes you look slimmer.
It like, makes you look slimmer.
Yeah, Mike, have you lost any weight? No, it's just the shirt is black.
Yeah. I'm wearing my little black dress today.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. We must have gotten the sauce before we got here.
Yeah, doing probably, you know, I may not cook a thing other than maybe that quackling cornbread.
Won't you let that old woman that lives with you cook something sometime?
We're going to go to her mom's house. She makes very good mashed potatoes.
Oh, okay.
And
what else?
And asparagus.
Probably going to get a text from her.
Yeah.
Probably going to get a message here.
Yeah. We were doing a wedding one time, And the wedding coordinator is like, an asparagus. We're going to do an asparagus. It's asparagus. It's not a big deal.
You know? I had that last night.
All it says on the menu is they want asparagus. Mm-hmm. It's you know. And so I let Heather do the asparagus. Mm-hmm. Do whatever you want. And, you know, she, all right, I'm on it. And she, we're letting a dishwasher make the asparagus? What's the recipe? I don't know, whatever she wants to. We're rolling a recipe out there that we haven't even tried. It's asparagus.
Mm-hmm.
The number one thing they raved at was Heather's asparagus.
Of course.
It's asparagus. This is not complex.
No, it's not at all.
It's not like I'm doing beef Wellington.
Just salt and pepper.
She did salt, pepper, a little garlic, I think, wrapped it in bacon.
I may do bacon grease.
Or something. Wow, I forget how she did
instead
it.
Instead of olive oil, bacon grease.
No, I know the wrapped in bacon was another wedding that was a pain. This one, she did some olive oil. It was just fantastic. She just let it stand out. She let the asparagus be the star.
Hey, Stu, it's time to go to break.
Yeah.
But when we come back, we got that Billy Stick guy.
Yeah, we can talk bacon.
Bacon guy.
Bacon, burgers, and beer.
And, I hear Kevin Bacon's a good friend of his. and he has some awesome pork belly.
Yeah.
So not him, but he cared. You know what I mean.
Yeah, Kevin Bacon does?
Boom. 343-0106. Give us a call or text us.
All right. What you got?
Yeah, that's that new kind of Christmas music.
Yeah. I thought I was sending a Christmas song by the same band. I will try and get that. But I sent you some other good stuff. We'll try that. But we just lost Bill. Hey, Bill, call us back, buddy.
He thought he called in the wrong show.
Why don't you message him and see if you can get him to call us right back? I wonder if he dropped the call. We're going to talk with William Stitt. Most of you know him as Bill E., as the proprietor of Bill E.'s Old 27 Grill. And something about bacon. It seems like he makes bacon, doesn't it, Mike?
Not only that, he does some great food out there.
Yeah, really. I finally got to try it a couple of weeks ago. Because, like I say, it ain't close to nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Except Christmas Tree Farm.
Yeah.
And the Christmas Tree Farm was where we were headed. So, that's going to be part of the new ritual now. We drive past a half a dozen Christmas tree farms to get to the best Christmas tree farm.
And which one was that?
Yeah, it's Fish River Christmas Tree Farm.
There you go.
Family-owned. Yeah, family-owned operator. They now have cabins that you can rent and live in the Christmas trees on vacation and stuff.
Oh, wow.
We're going to look into doing some Christmas tree cabin camping or something. I'm so ready for this quarantine to be over so we can go somewhere. Do
Bill said Verizon is not his friend.
We'll get back to this when you can, buddy. We're going to talk about that bacon.
Yeah.
Now, you've been to Old 27 Grill, formerly known as Old 27 Grill. Now
right.
It's Bill E's Old 27 Grill. It's a roadhouse.
It's a great roadhouse.
It is a straight-up roadhouse. And, you know, I got to tell you, man, we're sitting there, and I'm looking around. I'm going, head up a McCrary Road a little bit north of Moffitt, there in the Sims area, so you're kind of in between Sims and Georgetown and Fairview. Roadhouse might work, buddy. Roadhouse might work.
Yeah.
Do you some really good burgers.
People like aesthetics in a building. And Bill's place, looks like he started out with one building. I don't know what it looked like when he first started out. But maybe he drove by and saw a pile of windows on the side of the road. And he said, well, I got an idea for their windows.
Yep.
So he goes over there and he adds windows to this building. Not that he didn't already have windows, but he made an indoor-outdoor
right
area. And it's cool. Mm-hmm. And then he found another pile of wood on the side of the road. I'll build a bar. And I'll build a stage.
Yep.
And while I got a band playing and we're cooking some food, let's go ahead and cure and smoke some bacon.
Yeah, let's smoke some bacon. Because that's what you do behind every stage in America.
And let me tell you, he used to have on his packages, whoever the band was that night when the bacon was being made.
Yeah, who serenaded
the bacon. So I know Roman Street serenaded some, and yeah. Eric Erdman and a couple other people.
Yeah, I think there. Warren Murphy has serenaded a time or two.
Yeah.
So,
well, we like being serenaded by her.
Yeah, she is a wonderful talent. Mm-hmm. She is, and her daughter is extremely talented as well. And you would imagine that because Lauren's extremely talented, and her late husband, Judge, was a phenomenal musician, you know, world-renowned, playing with the band Zero. So, genetically, she doesn't have a chance but to be anything but a great musician or an intelligent person and kind soul like
my headphones won't stay on my head.
Well, well, Pez dispenser, there might be a reason for that.
I do feel like a Pez dispenser.
Hey, I see the phone lighting up, so Bill may be able to join us here and say, but yeah, we went and just thoroughly enjoyed our little stay there. And, you know, that's a good road trip place.
It is great.
You know, if you got a Sunday like we've got today, and I doubt we're going to go over today because we've got some other things in mind that we got to take care of. But you got a Sunday and you're like, honey, let's just hop in the car or in your case, you know, hop on the back of the Harley, you know, put on your leather jacket.
Well, I don't have a honey or a Harley. But.
Yeah. You know, hop in the minivan.
I'll get in my Traverse.
Cruise through some neighborhoods with the sign Lost Puppy. See if you can't head on down to a... Well, now we got all kinds of phones lighting up. But head on down there to...
got a two-for-one.
To Bill E's old 27 grill. I think that second one's going to be Bill. And I bet that first one lives in the neighborhood of Bill's.
Of the Fish River Christmas tree farm.
Yeah.
There we go.
Hey, go ahead and put Bill through before he falls off. Bill, quick, talk, say everything. Morning, buddy.
Good morning, man.
Good morning.
Sounds like your phone is not a friend today.
Doesn't feel like modern times when you have to put on your slippers and your PJs and drive to the top of the hill.
I've done that before.
just since dinner.
In Daphne, I've had to do that.
I feel like it's 1985 and I'm on like a... What were those shared lines called back then?
Party line.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm on a... hey, Martha, I need you to get off the phone. I got to call my mama.
Son, this isn't a party line. This is a partay line.
Exactly.
How you doing, Bill?
I'm great. I'm doing great this morning.
Slinging any burgers? Making any bacon?
A lot of both. I'm very thankful to a lot of people that are willing to order to go during all of this craziness.
Yeah, thank God for them.
Yeah, so you transitioned a good deal into some to-go, have you?
Quite a bit. Yeah. And it just keeps growing.
Yeah. Well, that's the one thing we can count on is, I think, is when you got good food, people want to eat it.
They come from all around. Come from all around. But I know one of my favorite things there is the warmed romaine lettuce wedge salad.
You know, speaking of that, I did that for eight ladies at a little private party last night.
That thing is delicious with some bacon on it. You got to get some bacon on it.
You know, a lot of people charge extra to add bacon. You should charge extra to leave it off.
I think you're right. You're exactly right.
You don't want the bacon. That's extra money for you there, tree hugger.
That's right.
Yeah. So you got anything new in the works going on down there other than a whole lot of styrofoam?
We're working on some fun things. We're working on was prepared a while back, but we're going to roll it out this right after the new year. One of those challenge eating deals. It's going to be called the Billy's Belly of Fire. it's a few pounds of food with a lot of heat, and you know, you're going to have to eat it in an hour. And of course, you get a free T-shirt and all that fun stuff. But just something where, you know, even if we're social distancing, you can come out and sit at a picnic table and have your buddies kind of spread around you. Within the right distance, of course. you know, spend a few dollars and try to win this thing free. Or you could, you know, just share it with everybody.
Yeah. Now, see, there's a thought. You can always get those challenge dishes and just the whole table share them, and then you all eat that. It's like people see the tomahawk steaks, right, Bill? And they go, man, one of these days I'm going to get me one of them. Well, you don't get you one of them. You order one for the table.
That's right.
That's
what this is. This is basically a quarter belly.
Yeah.
A fourth of a pig's belly that's been cured and smoked and serenaded, of course. And then we confit it for several hours in its own fat at low temperature. And then we cut some pockets out in it. Don't go all the way through, but kind of like little shot cups in the belly. And we fill those with four different hot sauces and fresh rosemary and surround it with fries and put one little onion ring around one of them to make it the belly ring, of course.
We love it. We love it, Bill.
I'm excited about it. My team's excited about it, and it's going to be, it's a gimmick, of course, but it's going to be a fun one.
Yeah.
So be prepared for that.
Well, 20 years ago, Danielle Ballou put a $120 cheeseburger on the menu at Cafe Ballou as a joke, and what happened is everyone's, there's a $2,000 ice cream sundae now in New York.
I've heard that.
Yeah. So, and
well, that's the fine for being open.
That's exactly right.
Man, if those New York restaurant Nazis wanted to shut your place down, it'd just be like, well, you better pack a lunch, buddy.
That's right.
Better bring your mama.
I really feel for my friends in those communities. I don't really understand.
Yeah. It's a tough situation. I can understand why the governments would want to lean that way, but at the same time, there's no regulations when people walk. Did you see the article that we shared of the restaurant owner in California that's talking about, I just left, Kroger, and it's packed out with people, no one wearing masks, no social distancing, and you don't have a problem with that. Clearly, the person that got sick at Kroger, it happened at my cafe. Yeah.
Golly.
Yeah.
It's a brutal, brutal world right now. But let's talk fun stuff. What else do we want to talk about?
Hey, where can people get some Billy's bacon if they want to get some? I mean, is it for sale, or do you just give it to your friends?
It is, and let's talk about that. Piggly Wiggly, of course, was one of the first grocery stores around here to carry it, and most everyone in Baldwin County has it. The ones in Mobile can get it. They just might need a little nudge. And then the same thing with Rouse's and Winn-Dixie's carry it.
Right.
And all I ask you to do is, and Greer's, of course, in Fair Oaks sells it like crazy. And any of those stores around here can get it, but you might need to just go visit your deli or meat department manager or the general manager and say, hey, I'd like for you to get some Billy's bacon. And through several distribution routes, they can get it.
Right.
And then to my friends over in New Orleans, there's a wonderful little grocery store concept called Robert's that they're selling the sliced and the unsliced, and we're keeping them stocked pretty well.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Are you?
I got Allegra, of course, and Burris. They're closed for the winter, but Allegra and Burris carry it. And there's a lot of little mom and pop shops that get it through a distributor, but I'm not sure. Some of the distributors tell me who they sell to, so I don't always know who has it.
Right. Yeah, because they just got somebody like, say, Mike Bailey that just goes door to door going, hey, want to try some bacon?
In my van.
That's right.
In my van. With the bell playing.
Bill, can you please give the longitude and latitude of your bar for anyone who wants to visit and partake in one of those delicious cheeseburgers?
Well, I don't know if I could go that deep right now. My memory's kind of gone, but I will give you the physical address.
Oh, that'll work, I guess.
All right, let's go 1-999-2 Alabama Highway 181, Fairhope, Alabama. And easiest way to find it is three tenths of a mile south of the Walmart.
Yeah, the Walmart.
Same side of the food.
All right, Bill. Well, thanks for being our last local-owned product guest of the year, buddy.
Thank y'all for having me, and I appreciate all you do for our industry and to just let people know that there are a lot of great people in our industry.
Happy belated birthday, buddy.
Yeah, happy birthday, too, buddy.
Thank you. Yes, thank you.
Sit back and enjoy this
beautiful we pay attention.
George Michael hit here.
All right, buddy. Have a good day.
Have a good one. Thank you.
All right. These things are screaming.
Thank you. sugar plums you gave to me last year. And I'm all stocked on Christmas socks and oils for my beard. I know it's fun to ponder on the Pinterest perfect gift, but there's just one thing on my list. I want cold hard cash for Christmas. Cold hard. Don't spend your money to show that you love me, just throw it in the bag. I want cold hard cash for Christmas. Cold hard. If you're looking for something that I gotta have, it's cold hard cash.
Woo! I think that a lot of people can feel for that right now.
Yes, absolutely. Hey, it is the time of giving.
It is the time.
And I prefer giving than I do taking.
I do.
I'll take cold hard cash, too.
Yeah.
Yes.
But I think we're all in agreement.
Yeah.
But I do want to say, it is National Sangria Day.
Oh, really? Mm.
So, and as a segue into that.
Is it truly a segue if you say, and to segue?
And to segue.
Because it's to seamlessly transition.
There you go.
You just put a seam on it.
Descend from one, ascend to the other. But
are we fixing to descend? That's
there
for
is
sure.
There was a illegal bust of a winery up in Rainesville, Alabama.
Why would it be illegal, Michael?
Because they didn't pay their taxes in their, in, on the on what they produce.
Well, why would they not have a tax stamp? For
because that was operating in the back of a sewage plant.
A sewage plant?
In the Cobb County Sheriff's. They went in and made the arrest, and they had, were operating a winery, not a distillery, but a winery in Rainesville, Alabama. Mm-hmm. Now, you're allowed to make personal wine for yourself, but I don't think this operation is a little bit too big, unless he was going to make some for as Christmas gifts and give them to all his friends. But they were using glass containers, and it was in the back of the sewage plant. That's government property. That's, you know, that's not your home. That's not.
So they shouldn't have to pay taxes.
Well, they weren't anyway. So,
but they shouldn't. Why would they be required if it's already on municipal property? Clearly, the government's involved.
Well, I guess times are hard, and they got subsidized.
Times is hard, Mike.
Times is hard.
So, would you recommend this
Rainesville? No.
Yeah. Do they have a Gewurztraminer or a,
I doubt that.
Or a Riesling?
I doubt that.
They were known for their Muddy Brown. That's what they were known for, is the Muddy Brown.
Well, they got one that glowed in the bottle. So anyway, but I would highly recommend Perdido Vineyards in our own backyard here, not in the back of a sewer plant.
No.
But in the beautiful rolling hills of Perdido, Alabama. That is not the beach, folks. That's the other end of Baldwin County.
It's the town
of Perdido.
It's the town, not the pass. Well, you know, my recommendation is, you know, you've got somebody that loves liquor, you know, and so you know, Mike's raising his hands and Leanna's and Phil's just for himself. But you know, and you think, well, you know, bottle of Jack Daniels, that's always a good gift. Mm-hmm. And I would take a bottle of Jack number 7. It's good stuff.
Yeah,
you know, but you could get him some
Detling.
Or Clyde May, right. Get them the same stuff they like to drink, but get it from a local distiller. And
I like your thinking.
Yeah, and like in Louisiana, you got a few distillers. You got Caneland Distilling Company in Baton Rouge, and then Louisiana Spirits, they do the Bayou Rum Selection.
Oh, my God, that's good.
And then Mississippi's got Cathead Distillery.
Yep.
They're in Jackson and a few others, plus, you know, the ones that we've got here locally. Yeah, just
well, all the beer distributors, production places we have, like Brady River, Old Majestic,
Fairhope Brewing, go all the way over to Kiln, Mississippi, that got it started. Lazy Magnet.
Serta. Mm-hmm.
And so get them a sixer from one of these places.
Absolutely, and you can buy that in the store too. But I'm gonna tell you what.
Yeah, tell me.
It's kind of nice just sitting there drinking one right there in the place where they make it.
Yeah, where they cook it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It is. And then there's always food trucks there available if you get hungry.
Hungry.
And
but no hangry people, because hangry and alcohol don't mix.
I certainly don't.
Yeah. Mike's a mean drunk, y'all.
How do you know? I'm never awake.
You're dreaming mean things. But you may be sitting there snoring, but in your dreams, you're kicking a puppy.
But I'm going to tell you, I'll go back to Mr. Edens up there at Perdido Vineyard. It's a nice little road trip. Go up there after
you cut
your Christmas tree down
and
you know, deprive the earth of another oxygen-transferring product.
That's in the opposite direction. Dude, it's about an hour difference.
But still, it's a good drive.
And I don't know what street to take because they don't name the streets in Baldwin County. They're just like, what are we going to call that one? My girlfriend turned 22.
There's only one road in Perdido. There's only one road in Perdido, okay? And they do have a Dollar General and a post office. Right there on the hill. So,
Sell the Perdido wines at the?
They sell
Dollar
the wines
General?
There, and they you can
do
sample
they sell
them there.
At the Dollar General. No. Can you sample them at the Dollar General?
No.
Oh.
No. But because that would be illegal, like the place in Rainsville.
So, not exactly like the place
but,
in Rainsville.
They carry a lot of vinegars and jams and jellies and stuff up there, and it's a great little visit. And get your picture made in front of the door, the red door.
The red door.
Don't they make hand sanitizer as well?
Yeah. Oh, my God, yeah.
I've got a big bottle of it.
Yeah, well, they kicked into that when the quarantine started. It was a way for a lot of distilleries did it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because, you know, they've got the means. And don't forget the vinegars at Perdido. Oh, my gosh.
Well, they're world-renowned.
World-renowned.
They're not just some little piece of printed-off certificate. These things are big awards.
Yeah.
It took FedEx 2 days.
Big as a little leaguer.
Huh?
Big as a little leaguer.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And like I said, this ain't not no little printed out on a cheap printer.
Like we do.
Yeah.
Well, when we give somebody something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that one we gave Matt was pretty good.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, that was a gooder.
That wasn't printed.
I
got to
go back in there and see if it's hanging up.
Which one? Maybe it's hanging above his television set at home.
That could be.
Or on the fireplace as the centerpiece.
You might be right.
Yeah. Or maybe he's using it to take pizzas in and out of the oven in the kitchen.
That would be okay, too.
Man, I got my new oven, my new stove.
Yeah, I see that.
Induction cooktop.
Oh, Lord.
Folks, we got to go. We're going to leave you with
a great combination
of home free and Alabama doing
Merry Christmas everybody.
Dixon.
Please be careful out there. For the restaurants that still open, you know, get out there and support them. They really need your help this time of year.
Yep. And above all, provolone.
Provolone, folks.
Out in California, California, sunshine's falling.